In this video, we'll talk about the contextual conversations functionality that's available in the Link API as part of the Link 2010 SDK. To recap, the Link 2010 SDK includes the Link API, and this is where you'll find this contextual conversations functionality, and also includes automation. This is the ability to automate the running instance of the Link client and easily start conversations with a very small amount of code. And finally, the link controls. These are available in WPF 3.5 and 4 and Silverlight 4 and allow you to integrate presence and click-to-communicate functionality into your applications. Let's shift gears and talk about contextual conversations, first focusing on conversations that don't have context embedded in them. In this example, Dan and Karen work at Contoso Corporation. Dan has a question about an account that Karen is an account manager for, so he fires up the Contoso CRM application. And in a typical conversation without context, there's a lot of back and forth until Karen knows what Dan is calling about, what application she needs to open, and what data to look at before she finally establishes that Dan is calling about CRM, about the affordable sports equipment account, and about Q1 sales. So how could this process be more efficient? By injecting context into the conversation. Instead of that back and forth, the initial conversation invitation can include this context. It can include information that Dan is calling about, for example, the affordable sports equipment account and Q1 sales, and provide Karen with a way to launch the Contoso CRM application directly from the conversation window. This way she has the data she needs, the application loads and opens the account which Dan was calling about automatically, and the conversation is much more efficient this way because the context has already been embedded into it. So how do we implement this functionality using the contextual conversations features of the Link API? Let's establish a couple of quick concepts first. There's two types of context. The first one is launch link context. This allows users to start applications directly from the link conversation window. For example, in the previous scenario, Karen can receive an invitation that includes a link to start the Contoso CRM application and open the account immediately. Another type of contextual conversations is link extensibility window context. This is functionality that allows you to host Silverlight or web applications directly in the link conversation window extension. You can use the two types of context separately or combine them to provide a richer contextual conversation scenario. In order to use this functionality, you have to register these contextual application packages so that they're trusted by the link server infrastructure. There's a couple of ways to do this. The first is called install registration. This deploys the necessary components to the registry. You can do this with .reg files or using a utility application that interacts with the Windows registry. Another way to do it is using what's referred to as runtime registration. This uses the Link API object model to establish registration for this contextual application as the application is starting up. Here's an example of doing install registration for launch link context. So regardless of the type of context, the components that you need to deploy to the registry will end up at HK current user, software, Microsoft, communicator, context packages, and a unique GUID specifying the ID of the contextual application package. You set the name of the application, for example, Contoso CRM. The installed path of the application, so when somebody clicks the launch link, this is where the application will run from, and any startup parameters that the application will use, for example, the account ID which somebody's calling about. If you want to extend this registration process to include link extensibility window context or conversation window extension, you add a couple of parameters, the internal URL or external URL to the Silverlight or web application page where the application is running. The internal URL is accessible from within the corporate firewall. The external URL specifies a URL that's accessible externally. You can also set the extensibility window size. You can set that to small, medium, or large. And also specify whether a contextual application package is a default context package. If a package is configured to be the default context package and somebody receives a conversation that doesn't include context, this package will always be processed. This is very useful in something like a call center scenario where agents are taking calls from customers. You can open a CRM application in the link extensibility window for every incoming call. Let's switch over to Visual Studio and take a look at a great example of using both Launch Link Context and Link Extensibility Window Context to provide for a very rich contextual conversations experience. Let's take a look at an example of using Launch Link Context in a WPF application and Link Extensibility Window Context in a Silverlight application. So in my solution here, I have three projects. The first one is Contoso CRM. It's a WPF application. And then a Silverlight version of the Contoso CRM application. The scenario is going to be that we'll start the Contoso CRM WPF application, start a contextual conversation with an account manager. They'll receive a conversation invitation, and when they open it, the Silverlight version of the application will be running inside the conversation window. So the first thing we need to do in the WPF application is attach context to the link controls that are going to be used to start the conversation. So we'll create an instance of conversation contextual info, specify the subject. This is the text that will appear when somebody receives an incoming message notification or in the toast. This is the ID of the contextual application, and we'll give some more detail on this in a second. And this is the data that we'd like to pass in as application data. In this case, we're going to pass in the account ID of the selected account. And to attach the context to the start instant message and start audio call controls, we'll just set their contextual information properties to this instance of context. Switch now over to the main page of the Silverlight application, and when the Silverlight application receives a conversation, it needs to check what application ID, contextual application ID, this invitation is related to. And the next thing we'll do is, in the main page loaded event, since this code is running inside a conversation window, the Silverlight code, we have access to the hosting conversation. So we create an instance of conversation, set it to null, and then use the get hosting conversation method of the link client. This gives us access to the conversation that's hosting the Silverlight application. If the conversation exists, we can now pull out the contextual data from it. So we'll say get application data for this specific contextual application ID. And then finally, we'll do this piece of code here on the dispatcher because we're going to be using the UI thread. We're going to load the selected account. So how do we register the contextual application package? We'll use install registration in this case. Here's the unique application ID, the GUID for this application, the name of the application, the path which the application is running from. One important thing to note is that the syntax for the registry is one backslash. You need to escape it, so just put it as two backslashes. This is the parameter that we'll use to pass the account ID in. And here's the internal and external URLs that the application is running at. In this case, we're using Visual Studio's Cassini server, and it's going to run on port 1505. We'll set the extensibility window size to small, and this is not a default context package, so we'll leave it at as no. Go ahead and save this and compile. So before we run this application, we need to run that .reg file. I'll double-click it and deploy these settings to the registry. I also need to run this on every user's machine, which is going to be able to process this contextual application. So let me paste this into Sean's session and run it there as well. I'm going to switch back here. Let's run the application. And once the Contoso CRM application comes up, we'll choose an account. See, Sean is the account manager for this account. I'll click the Start Instant Message control and send a message to Sean. Switch over to Sean's desktop. A couple of interesting things about this conversation window. You can see that its title is the name of the account that I chose. Our Silverlight application here shows the order history for affordable sports equipment, and it's running inside the conversation window. This is link extensibility window context in action. Now, if the information that Sean needs to help me with my question isn't here, he can click this launch link, and this is what launch link context is enabling, to open the full application and answer my question. We're running in a smaller resolution here in that secondary session, so we don't see the whole application, but you can make out that affordable sports equipment was already selected when Sean clicked the link to open the application. So contextual conversations are a powerful new feature of the Link API, and you saw how we used launch link context to enable a user to launch an application from the conversation window, and also link extensibility window context to enable them to host a Silverlight application directly inside the link conversation window.